You are now listening to Can You Hear Me? Let's Talk About Mental Health podcast with your host, Stephanie Davis. Our conversations are focused on mental health awareness for specific target need areas and how we can begin to help and heal. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Can You Hear Me? Let's Talk About Mental Health. I'm your host, Stephanie Davis. In a recent report from the U.S. Department of Labor, in December 2020, the veteran unemployment rate was 5.4%, down from 6.3% last month. I would say in November 2020. The comparable non-veteran unemployment rate was 6.7% in December. In a study highlighted by the Society of Human Resource Management in 2017, VETS delivers subject matter expertise, years of on-the-job training and advanced skills in such fields as information technology, transportation logistics, supply chain management, and public relations. VETS can help raise a company's workforce to be the next level in many areas, including leadership and teamwork, problem solving and decision making, honesty and attention to detail, and global perspectives. As a veteran, how do they navigate through job searches during a health pandemic? Today's guest is Mr. P.D. Pritchard, Disabled Veteran Outreach Program Specialist, or VET Rep, and author of an upcoming book, Voyager Veteran, The Journey to a Successful Job Search Mindset. We'll talk with Mr. Pritchard and definitely about his book. We'll be back in just a moment. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. This is Can You Hear Me? Let's Talk About Mental Health. I'm your host, Stephanie Davis, and today's guest is Mr. P.D. Pritchard. He recently wrote a book that's entitled Voyager Veteran, and he has a diverse background of spanning the width of several careers and decades of employment, educational, and community service experiences. He's a certified global career development facilitator and is a graduate of the Lila Atchison School of Community Service and Public Affairs at the University of Oregon in Eugene, where he received master's and bachelor's degrees and an associate degree in criminal justice disciplines from Shasta Junior College in Redding, California. He completed additional postgraduate work in the teaching of at-risk students, communications, educational and instructional disciplines and curriculum, and lesson plan development through the University of Oregon, University of Alaska, and Western Michigan University. He is a graduate of the National Radio Institute School of Nonfiction Writing, a subsidiary of McGraw-Hill Publishing in Washington, D.C. His unique style of developing and conducting job search training materials and counseling make it a worthwhile, productive, and creative learning experience for the veterans he serves. And he is a disabled veteran as an outreach program provider or representative. So, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our guest for today, Mr. P.D. Pritchard. Welcome, Pete.
Yeah, thank you, Stephanie. As we previously discussed, currently I'm employed by the Tennessee Department of Labor and Workforce Development. And as you said, I'm a Disabled Veterans Outreach Program Specialist, but more commonly referred to as a VET Rep. The program is federally funded through a Jobs for Veterans state grant. And I work exclusively with veterans who have significant barriers to employment, assisting them to become job ready and enabling them to conduct contemporary job search in aid of securing meaningful employment. A significant barrier to employment is identified as any physical, mental, or situational impediment that puts the individual at a disadvantage, such as amputees, vets with post-traumatic stress disorder, traumatic brain injury, justice-involved individuals, those that are in involved in incarceration or have a felony record, the homeless veteran, those between the ages of 18 and 24, and those at below poverty level of income. And there are several others, but those are the main ones that we use as qualifiers to assist veterans. What motivated me to research and write a book about veterans seeking employment was the fact that many of my clients often struggled with developing strategies for conducting basic job search, especially establishing and maintaining the right mindset needed to successfully create a career and or obtain employment. We define mindset as a collection of thoughts and beliefs that shape personal thought habits. Thought habits affect how we think, what we feel, and what we do. Our mindset impacts how we make sense of the world and how we make sense of ourselves. Simply stated, a mindset is a mental inclination or disposition or frame of mind. The basis for much of the struggles many of the veteran clients that I work with appeared to be situations in many instances that were of their own making. Ongoing empirical research indicated the need for a set of simple interventions focused on overcoming self-generated mental barriers to setting and achieving these personal goals for employment. When considering the subject of self-generated mental barriers, I'm reminded of the words spoken by a former mentor of mine. He said, to avoid creating obstacles to clear intelligent thinking and decision-making, we need to guard against the ongoing and many times misdirected self-talk that often takes place in our heads, of continuing to believe what we have been accustomed to accept as true, and the resentment aroused when doubt is cast upon any of our assumptions, which leads us to seek every manner of excuse for clinging to them. The result being that most of our so-called reasoning consists of finding arguments for continuing to believe as we already do. This state of mind, if you will, mindset, in many instances can transition to something we well know as resistance to change. There is a whole chapter devoted on this subject in the book. A good example of inappropriate mindset is the false expectation by many of the vets I work with that it's my job to find them a job. Unfortunately, a significant number of veterans fail to realize that unless they have some skin in the game or having a vested interest in the outcome by learning to conduct job search on their own, they have a slim chance of ever becoming self-sufficient or sustainable. Such misdirected focus tentatively puts them in danger of becoming inadvertently dependent on someone else for their future. It contradicts the veteran's previous training and experience, so characteristic of the disciplined way things are accomplished in the military, and for that matter, in the real world. Yet another frequently encountered attitude is not taking the time to consider what kind of career or occupational opportunity is of interest to the veteran. Even though there are available career and occupational interest surveys and skills assessment to assist them in determining their best chance for meaningful employment. So when asked, what kind of employment are you seeking? A typical response that I get is, I'm just looking for a job. I don't care what it is. Subsequently, as we determine, such a mindset is not conducive to setting and achieving successful employment goals and outcomes. One of the most significant lessons I've learned over the years assisting veterans is that often life situations and experiences aren't always what they appear to be. Veteran clients, just like everyone else, aren't always forthcoming about intervening events and unfortunate personal issues which tend to color or negatively impact their perception of the job search process. So what we're really dealing with here is exemplified best through the exhortation, outlook determines outcome. A friend of mine asked how I would describe Voyager Veteran. Well, from my perspective as a researcher, writer, and experience as a disabled veterans outreach program specialist, simply stated, it's what I would call an anecdotal anthology. Anecdotal because it's sharing of veteran experiences to illustrate a certain point of view involving personal accounts of their daily life challenges, examples of behavior and events and attitudes that can negatively impact a veteran's life and efforts to achieve something worthwhile. It's an anthology because it's a collection of similar stories or examples by different authors under one book cover. In this instance, the different authors are all the veterans that I've worked with. Each chapter of Voyager Veteran begins with a description of a veteran's journey learning to deal with personal barriers, followed by a descriptive analysis, which I call Voyager Basics. Those are simple steps or interventions taken to avoid or overcome employment-seeking and life-enhancing obstacles. There are a total of 8 chapters involving veterans who are faced with personal barriers that in some instances resulted in unfortunate or unpredictable outcomes. The book provides the following job search mindset interventions: learning to deal with the past, taking shortcuts, preparing for the future by accepting change, the value of learning to network, the application challenge, the federal application process, which tends to be overwhelming because it moves way beyond what we normally consider the average 2 to 2.5 page resume. A lot of times when you're dealing with the federal application process, you're filling out the application, which actually is the resume, anywhere from 5 to 7 or 8 pages, which is mind-boggling, really. Yes. And then we deal with the reality of resumes and cover letters, what they're really intended to do. Oftentimes, I'll ask a vet, what's the purpose of a resume? And the standard answer that I usually get is to get a job. But then I ask the vet, well, what's the process? What needs to happen before you get an offer of employment? What's that process called where you sit down and you talk to the employer or several people representing the employer? And they say, well, that's called an interview. So the purpose of a resume is to do what? And the light shines, to get an interview. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then the last chapter is a necessity, value, and method of saying thank you. A lot of vets tend to think that there's no value in saying thank you, even though they weren't offered the job. But the problem is, if they do that, it becomes a negative mindset for them, and it stilts, it holds them back from keeping moving forward. It's like grace under pressure. You're doing something positive, even though you have a negative outcome. That makes sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So Veteran Voyager is written and designed to provide a simple and straightforward approach to individual transformation. The process is directed at the learning process itself. It utilizes in the formulation of basic life enhancing job search mindset. By design, the veteran is encouraged to embark upon a journey towards self-sufficiency and sustainability, the ultimate mindset. An inherent universal truth here comes with the following caveat. Once the willingness to learn stops, so does the journey to a successful outcome. And that's basically what the book addresses. most books, you can go to the bookstore, you know, online at Amazon and find hundreds of books on how to write a resume, how to do an interview, but very few of them deal with what goes into your thinking in order to do that right. It's the mindset. And so I jumped on that challenge, and I'm getting some real positive responses to how it's how you think that determines your outcome. You have any questions?
Well, I do, because what interests me when I first started reading the book, the intro where you have a conversation with, I think, someone named Chris, and he was a little bit, I guess, concerned, and the conversation, I guess, was a little bit elevated as to, you know, what's the point of having, you know, borders, you know, and developing the resume, you know, what's the point of that? I'm just trying to get a, I guess the mindset was that I'm just trying to get a job. And I guess once his behavior kind of just cooled down just a little bit, you had the opportunity to explain the process of this is, you know, this is the reason why you do in terms of job search.
Well, yeah, if you look at the whole process of job search, and the way I look at it is it's like going in business for yourself. Mm-hmm. The cover letter, as an example, in most businesses, you write, you target an audience, or in this case, the employer, because you have certain skills which you're trying to market to the employer. The, resume becomes your advertisement. You define what your skills and abilities are in relation to what the employer is looking for. And in third phase is you put on your salesman hat, which is the interview, and you sit down and you have an interview, and you try to put your best foot forward and establish some credibility with the employer face to face. So it's a business approach to doing it. And if you look at business today, not much has changed.
Uh-huh. That's true. Yeah. And something else that you brought up during the conversation was the, especially if you have people that are, want to apply, let's say, for federal government, and I've had that experience. I worked in federal government, and I was a government contractor. But the application itself being like 7 to 8 pages, and you've got to respond to all the, what they call the KSAs, the knowledge, skills, and abilities. Right. And I know that most applications that I filled out at that time, and this was over maybe 10 or so years ago, was certain positions were given a veteran's preference. And, you know, I know it was based on a point system. And if it was a veteran that applied for that position, they would gain that status. And I know that there would be concern is that would that position fit that individual who is a veteran. And I just wondered if they're, if you've seen, let's say, I guess, an increase or an inquiry of veterans applying for positions within the federal government, whether it's, well, federal or state or local government?
Well, the feds have kind of changed their criteria a little bit, and it's the best qualified now. Mm-hmm. And while they are given vets preference for military service, it's based on the best qualified. And I will tell you this, that it's been my experience, and the feds will tell you this, when you apply for an application, you have to have at least 1 year of experience or applicable experience to the position which you're applying for. Otherwise, you may not even hear back from the federal government. So that's the first criteria. You have to have at least a year's experience.
Okay. Yeah, it has changed a little bit.
Yeah.
Awesome. Great. Well, in terms of all of this information, I appreciate you joining us today, Pete. We're going to make sure that when we release this podcast that we have a link to your book so more people could access it. And what are some ways that our listeners could connect with you?
Well, right now I have a book trailer out on, I have a website and it's called, www.voyager-veteran.com. Okay. And it provides a breakdown. It gives you an example of the process of networking, just as an example of what's in the book and the mindset that's used. But you also have a chance to contact me. There's my Comcast website or email address is available.
Okay.
And then the book will make a national debut via April 6th of this year via Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble. But right now I have some advanced copies. So if you wanted to, say, get a copy early, you can probably send a request to me personally and I'll send it out to you.
Okay.
And the book sells for $14.99. I don't know how I'm going to give you a penny because most people give me $15, you know. But if you want your penny back, I'll send it to you.
I think a penny could, you know, they can do it.
Yeah, but if you go to the website, you'll get enough information of how to contact me. Okay. And I'll respond right away.
Okay. Oh, well, great. That'll be awesome. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is our guest for today, Mr. P.D. Pritchard, who is the author of Voyager Veteran. You are listening to Can You Hear Me? Let's talk about mental health. Thanks for listening to Can You Hear Me? Let's talk about mental health with your host, Stephanie Davis. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to support this podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and a review on Spreaker.com. That is Spreaker.com. To catch all the latest, you can follow us on social media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and LinkedIn. Thanks again, and until next time, time to help and heal.